This is another sacral chakra meditation, but it's a very specific one designed for women who are wanting to have a baby. The sacral chakra below the belly is where we as women create life. And sometimes because of past holding patterns or whatever, we're unable to find it easy to bring life into our bodies. And so this is a guided visualization that just invites new life to come into the body. So to prepare for this meditation, find yourself either in a seated position or in a lying down position in Yoga Shavasana, with your feet a little bit more than hip-width apart, your hands by your side, palms facing the ceiling, chin slightly tucked, eyes softly closed. And you're breathing into your belly. And as you breathe down, your lower belly softly rises on the inhale and falls flat on the exhale. By focusing the breath on the lower belly, we begin to energize the sacral chakra, which is the chakra we are going to be concentrating on in this meditation. So, we're going to use the visualization, the symbolic visualization, that the womb is going to be the home for a new life for 9 months. And if you were going to invite somebody into your home, you would want to have it clean and tidy and make sure it was a welcoming place. So with your mind's eye, go down into your lower belly, below your navel, between your hips and your pelvic bowl. And imagine that your womb is going to be a little house. And you can see the house in your mind's eye. You can see a structure of the perfect little house that you would like to create for somebody to come and visit you in. It might be a little white cottage, or it might be a crystal cave. It can be anything you want, anything your imagination can create. That would be the perfect place to invite a little guest for 9 months to come and stay. And what does the environment look like around it? Is there any kind of water supply? Is there a little stream or a river or a lake or an ocean somewhere near? Is there a nice road that leads to the door, where food can be delivered to the front door so that this little guest can eat, this little guest with the river can drink and bathe and cleanse? These again are just symbolic ways of having the perfect womb . And what's the structure look like? Is it a strong little sturdy structure? Are the foundations strong, solid? The walls of the house complete, intact? The roof, a happy little roof, a solid little roof, a secure little roof? And walk inside the house now. And imagine the house as the perfect place that you would like to entertain someone. So you might walk in and notice, is this womb clean? Is the house clean? If not, you might want to take a few moments and clean up. If there are any cobwebs, if there's any dust or a sense of not just being totally clean. Take a moment, scrub the floors, vacuum, dust, whatever it would take for this little home to just be the most inviting, clean, organized place for a new little guest. And do whatever it takes to have maybe the windows open to air the place out, if there are windows in your cottage. If it's a cave, you may set a fire to warm the place up. Is the kitchen stocked with yummy food, healthy food, so that this little guest can have healthy meals? Is the bedroom soft and comfortable? So when the baby rests inside of you, it rests in a very comfortable, homey, secure, loving place. The more energy you put into this visualization, the more energy you create for a vital place for a little guest to live. So really commit to imagining this area as the perfect place. A place that makes your heart sing, that will make your little guest happy and content. Wander through your imaginary structure, which represents your womb, and smile, and fill each room with joy and love. See each part of your new structure as clean and vital, fresh, and ever so inviting, ever so wonderfully comfortable and secure. And when you feel that your symbolic house is ready to house a guest, then I want you to imagine that you're sitting at a desk, because you're going to want to write an invitation to this being to come and stay with you. So sit at your desk, start your letter however you wish. My dearest little being, the soul I choose, however you wish to write it. And write an invitation telling this little being how happy you will be to share this space with him or her. How joyous your time will be together. In your own words, describing any expectations, hopes, dreams that you have. Really see yourself writing this down on an invitation. Everything you'd like this being to know before he or she comes to visit for 9 months. And when you've finished writing the words in your mind that you would like this being to know, and sign it and seal it in an envelope, and go and post it. Imagine that there's a little mailbox outside, and you put your little flag up to alert the universe that the invitation is being sent. And just imagine, if you want, that it magically gets picked up and delivered to the higher realms, to the perfect soul that's contracted with you to come in. And now this soul, this being, has the invitation. Know in your heart that this being has now been invited in. So go back and check the house once again. And at various times over the next little while, when you remember, come down and make sure that the house still is healthy, the house still is fresh and clean and functioning. And before you leave this meditation, imagine yourself putting a welcome mat out in front of the door so that the little being knows when he or she is ready to come down, the welcome mat is out, and the little cottage, or however you visualized it, is ready and perfect for the visit. And take one last look around, knowing that you love being down here, and you know your little guest is going to love being down here too. It's going to be perfect. It's going to be exciting and fun, joyous, just the best time. See it, know it, trust. Everything will be fine. It will all be perfect. because you've created it that way. And when you're satisfied that you've done all you can, right now, knowing you can always come back and visit later on to make sure it's clean and tidy, when you're satisfied, just take a breath and refocus your awareness onto your breath, back into the physical, where your belly rises and falls on each breath. And if you are lying down in Shavasana, bring your breath into your toes to begin to awaken your physical body that's been lying in meditation. So bring the breath to your toes and wiggle your toes. Bring your breath to your fingers, wiggle your fingers. Gently roll your head from side to side. And have a nice yawn and a stretch to totally reawaken your body, knowing that this is a brand new body, because in your belly you've created the perfect place for a little guest to come and stay. So you might want to pat your belly and just thank it for supporting you in this visualization and for the possibility of supporting a new little being in the future. And then when you're ready, come back into yourself and continue your day. Namaste.